The Republican plan to repeal Obamacare includes a controversial provision that would bar federal Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood clinics. Some Republican supporters of the measure say community clinics could pick up the slack, but Planned Parenthood advocates say its clinics are a vital part of the health care safety net. Christopher Martinez reports.
Congressional Republicans are moving forward on a long-time goal, slashing funding for Planned Parenthood clinics. This time, it's part of the Republican plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act. A provision of the repeal bill would bar Planned Parenthood clinics from getting federal Medicaid funding. The nonprofit Planned Parenthood clinics get Medicaid payments for providing low-income patients with services like family planning, sexually transmitted disease screenings, breast and cervical cancer examinations, and sex education. Services that make up 97% of Planned Parenthood's business. Kathy Knair is head of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California.
It's important to remind people that no federal funds are used for abortion. So this is clearly a direct attempt to punish Planned Parenthood for providing family planning services and denying patients the provider of their choice.
Knair notes past attempts to defund Planned Parenthood in Congress.
So it's a very hostile environment. I would say that, you know, in the past, it's every time the Republicans in the last session of Congress tried nine times to defund Planned Parenthood, and because there was always President Obama to veto it, those efforts really were never taken seriously and never really went anywhere. So what's changed is the public is now more aware that this could happen with a Trump administration. And so what you're seeing is the overwhelming public support that Planned Parenthood enjoys.
The new attack on Planned Parenthood funding is troubling to many healthcare advocates. Anthony Wright is director of Health Access California, a group that opposes the Republican Obamacare repeal plan.
In a bill that has all sorts of rollbacks of and repeals of coverage, of caps and cuts for Medicaid, it's just another insult to injury to people who need the care through the Medi-Cal program.
Republicans who want to defund Planned Parenthood say other health care providers could pick up the slack. In particular, other nonprofit community clinics known as federally qualified health centers. But those clinics disagree. Carmela Castellano-Garcia is head of California Health Plus Advocates, the advocacy arm of California's nonprofit community clinics. She calls the plan to bar Planned Parenthood funding a tragedy.
First and foremost is patient choice. Planned Parenthood plays a very important role in providing a safe, culturally competent place for patients, and some of our patients prefer to get their reproductive health care in Planned Parenthood. We support that. People should have a choice of where they receive their care. Now, the choice issue aside, our concern would also simply be capacity. In this current environment, it would be very difficult for community health centers statewide to absorb 800,000 Planned Parenthood patients and be able to take care of their comprehensive reproductive needs. That would be an untenable strain on the remaining community health centers.
Two Republican senators have already expressed concerns about defunding Planned Parenthood as part of the Obamacare repeal. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska has said she would vote against defunding Planned Parenthood. Senator Susan Collins of Maine has also expressed concerns, although she has not said how she would vote. If Democrats oppose the Republican Obamacare repeal plan, as few as three Republican no votes could sink the measure in the Senate. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood says public opinion is on their side, even with a Republican majority in Congress. On the State Capitol Beat, I'm Christopher Martinez.